You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
6:02 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. On this Thirsty Thursday, Ed Norris likes to call this
Friday,
day.
Friday, babe.
As we get ready, Jeremy.
Yeah.
You got a little bit, please. Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
You ain't going to see anything except sadness out there. Look at that.
It's psychological, man. Psychological.
Sad. Psychological. I think it's psychological that he likes to make me do something.
No, it's not.
Hey.
It is.
No, hey.
No, it's not.
He would give me a head nod. He won't even ask now.
When I looked over there, you said, I got you. I didn't have to
condition them. Of course you did.
Yeah, go ahead and ring the bell there, Pavlov.
Is it time? Dog.
Where's your spoon? Where's your big long-handled spoon?
What?
Stir the pot over here. Got the long-handled spoon over there.
Years of this.
Causing issues.
Now you don't even have to say anything. Just go,
Oh, boy. It smiles today, man, but sad day in our history yesterday. Right now, just sad. I mean, when he got that text, I couldn't believe what I was watching. But then again, I could believe what I was watching.
Yeah. I mean, this is, I still don't get, and we were kind of talking about this before the show, different beliefs, different things that are said, and like, there's.
We're talking about Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
Assassination.
There comes a point where it's like, who deserves this? Nobody deserves this.
He has two children and a wife. I mean, you cannot agree with this. I don't agree with a lot of his stuff. I mean, a lot of it I do on its basis. Like, you know, I believe in small government and things like that.
I don't think I could disagree with more things than any human being than him. And I still don't want to see this happen to him. It's silly.
What bothers me the most is not the obvious. I mean, it's, you know, that's crazy. I mean, just look at that video. If you haven't seen it, it's very graphic. So don't watch it if you're not that person. That thing hit him. Must have been an artery because he came out like a hose.
Mm-hmm.
It was so unbelievable to watch that. The blood just came out like, you know, a garden hose.
I'm looking at my wife before they announced it. I was like, how does he survive that?
He's not. Yeah. He knew he wasn't. So he's gone. But someone I know from Baltimore, woman, posts on one of the many, you know, threads. Just, President Trump said he's dead. God, I hope it's true. I'm like, how could you say such a thing? How could you possibly say that?
I'll be honest with you, I didn't know it was so bad on social media till a friend of mine posted. It's never been easier to unfriend people than it is today. I'm like, what's she talking about? So then I start screaming, I mean, because, you know, sometimes, dude, I just go into my own little world. I don't know what's going on around me. And I start scrolling. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Instantly, I didn't have to ask her what she was talking about. Instantly, I knew then what she was talking about. Some of the things that were said, like, man, I don't, like you said, Jeremy, you could disagree with every word that comes out of his mouth. I don't wish you that.
No. I mean, it's, look, you go back to this all the time, and it's weird what we're numb to now. And and I feel like the people that are pulling up past stuff saying, he said this, he said that.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, in the grand scheme of things, nobody wants to see this happen, because usually what happens is this, and then now there's a counter, you know, a reaction to this, that something else happens, and before you know it, you're the damn, you know.
You know what? You got to think back to just recent history. Yesterday, obviously, they've tried to kill the president twice. And you can like him or not. You can't do that. That's not this country. That's what you do in, you know, third world countries. Not here. Because I can't believe what's going on. I really can't. And then the reaction where people think it's okay and they're happy about it. I'm like, what ugly people we have.
Yeah. There's, again, I told Ed, 2028, I'm voting for the asteroid.
So
just hit the earth.
Is
and
anyone
end
coming
this damn
then?
Thing. I don't know.
Oh. I behave differently. if I knew it was imminent.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, even watching it, we were going to a concert last night and the video comes across. I see it right away because I'm on social media as my wife's driving and I'm like, he got shot. And then all of a sudden my phone starts going off and my son's calling. He said, yeah, there's another video out. And then that's the very graphic one that you shouldn't watch if you haven't seen it. But it's just like, it's an awful thing. And how do the mistakes happen where you get the wrong guy at first and then you find him later? And again, what are we going to talk about? People are going to throw guns out there. Like, what do we got to get rid of this? Do we got to get rid of that? What happens now? And how much, like, do we overthink anybody that wants to speak publicly anymore because of this stuff? Like, it's insane, man.
Oh, this is what they do to try to suppress speech.
Yeah, they haven't found the shooter yet, have they?
No.
Yeah, I thought they had their young guy in custody last night.
They did?
It's not what I'm looking at.
Okay.
10 minutes ago, manhunt for Charlie Kirk Killers continues.
Yeah, no, he's still out there.
I saw what somebody had posted last night that...
Is that the wrong person again?
Yeah, well, maybe. Maybe it's just... Maybe it's somebody pushing a narrative, too. This is what...
Can you imagine being that guy that they found and said he did? Can you imagine being him?
Well, the first
the
guy
one that
was
falsely arrested?
Yes.
Yeah. It was the wrong guy.
I can't imagine being that dude.
Well, that guy kept yelling. I have the right to... you know, he basically said that he didn't have to speak or whatever. I have the right to remain silent. Okay, well then, if you didn't do it, tell him you didn't do it. Like, answer the damn question.
Was that the guy they carried away, they picked up and carried?
The older guy?
Yeah, I remember those days.
410-583-1057 is the number. We're not taking calls on that. We're not going in that direction. I'm just letting you know that. We'll talk Orioles. We'll talk Ravens. We're not going taking calls on that. Just don't care to go in that direction this morning. Big game for the Orioles last night. Great game. Another pitcher's duel.
Very
walking
exciting
off
game.
Yet again.
You know what's funny with that game? It was so exciting, so close, and of course it goes into extra innings and you know the way we won it. In fact, I swear I felt like it was exciting to me as a playoff game. They're like, this team's not going anywhere, but this is fun.
Neither one of those two teams.
Right, both of them.
Yeah,
yes.
But it was. Yeah, it was a very exciting ball game. Yeah. I had a couple of friends that went and I said they stayed to the very end because it was just so exciting to watch that last night. So Orioles are keeping it. I think, Jeremy, seeing these young guys come up, I mean, they went into August, I believe, with no walk-offs. They have five since then, the last four wins are walk-offs, and they're guys that just got called up a month ago. You know, two of them by Basayo, last night by Dylan Beavers. It's just great to see these guys. You know, you see Wells coming back, contributing the way he did. He pitched in the seventh inning last night. You see Bradish comes back looking like Bradish. It gives you something to be excited for as the season comes down to an end.
Yeah, and again, like we've talked about this ad nauseum. Like, it's about watching these young guys right now. The fact that you're winning games, I mean, that's cool and all, but in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't mean anything. Long term, it's more about these individuals and how much better they're getting. Uh-huh. And you're seeing a Sam Basayo that looks pretty comfortable. Dylan Beavers was, I don't know how you feel, but like when we started talking about our prospects, he was kind of an afterthought. And you probably thought he might be one of those guys that gets moved to get something because your other guys are.
Me. I did. No, I'm agreeing with you, but I'm saying, man, he ain't getting moved nowhere.
Yeah, so
but maybe the left field.
Beavers
right
and Basayo. I'm going to get my shirts made.
Ryan Ripken joins us to talk more baseball at 7 o'clock, but on the other side, we're talking Ravens. Humphrey spoke out about the defensive struggles and then said, whoever can't do their job will be replaced. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Ravens were up 15. Offense scored 40 points. Ravens lose by one. What happened to the defense? This is what Marlon Humphrey had to say.
Zios made it very clear. We're not going to be repeat offenders. It's not going to be a situation where somebody's been doing something wrong and nothing gets said, or we think this, that, and the third. If you're doing things right, you're going to play, and if you're not doing things right, you're not going to play. I'm hoping I'm one of the guys that's going to do things right. And I hope whoever else is with that, but we're not going to get into a situation similar to last year where we kind of mask over this and try to do this and protect this guy, protect that guy. The guys that do it right are going to play, the guys that aren't. And it's really just that simple. I think we're just too talented of a team to continue to have those collapses kind of that we have. And I'm not saying this last game, I felt it was more of a true group defensively effort, but the guys that are doing it right are going to play. And that was kind of the message, and I think everybody can respect that.
Well, it sounds good, Jeremy. The guys who play right are going to play. That sounds great. However, if you don't have 11 guys playing well, you don't have a solution, man.
Well, did it sound like I like the fact that this is brought up early in the year about, hey, if you're not doing your job, there's somebody waiting behind you that we're going to bring in to do it. Did it sound like that? It was kind of being thrown out there that there were a couple of guys that were out of place and out of position.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's rookies. I don't know if that's, you know, whoever it may be.
But this adds some log to the fire, Ed, of people who are blaming Zach Orr, because that's how it started last year.
That's exactly how it started last year. And, I mean, I would assume that's true because, you know, people don't get that. Occasionally you'll see somebody with a blown coverage get that wide open. Bill's receivers were completely, they were in Ravens in the TV shot on some of those plays. And it was consistent. That's missed assignments. As I said, once in a while, you'll see one a game in the quarterback, whoop, and that's six. This was like, they were open, nobody near them. Like, this had to be. So, yeah, I agree. I think it's what it sounds like. They're saying people were not where they should have been.
If you start off the year 2 years in a row like that, then eventually, you know, there'll be eyes on your boy, Jeremy.
Yeah. Who? Dean Pease to come back?
Or.
Oh. Why is he my boy all of a sudden? Because I felt like he didn't get enough credit for the turnaround last year, and everybody wanted to give it to Pease.
That's exactly why.
Yes. Yeah.
Zach, how do you ask the question and then answer it?
Well, I'm making sure. Zach, you're my boy, whether you like it or not,
my
man.
My boy, Blue. So,
here we go.
It's just you and him.
Yeah, me
Ride
and you.
Ride or die.
Rock-a-bye, baby.
Who's on the back of the bike? Who's on the back of the bike?
Oh, it's too early for this.
Oh, 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. I like what Humphrey's saying, but again, Ed, when you give up 15 points that quickly, it's hard to point the finger from our standpoint. Mm-hmm. Now, from his standpoint, it's easy for him to do it because he knows exactly what should have happened and what did not happen.
Right.
But I'm still saying this. You can't just have your longest drive of the entire second half be four plays. You can't do that, man. At some point, and don't tell me, well, if they were scoring, well, they didn't score on a three and out, and they didn't score on a two plays and fumble. They didn't score on those. Because had they scored on either one of those, then we wouldn't have lost the game.
Yeah.
If you're four and out, then you better be scoring every time. Because if not, you're putting the defense in harm's way.
So I think you had 10 minutes less possession. The Bills had the ball for 10 minutes more than the Ravens.
Think about how many times the Bills went for it on fourth down and got it, too, throughout that game in key situations. Now, they missed some important two-point conversions, and I felt like you were very fortunate to have the guy step out of bounds, you know, on that two-point conversion and come back in and be the first to touch it. Who was that? Was that Kincaid or was it one of the...
No, it wasn't Kincaid. It was not Kincaid.
I'm trying to think who it was. It doesn't matter. Point is, like, you had some things go your way, but on fourth down, they really made... Like, saying they were down 15 points with 3 minutes and 58 seconds and they lost the game, it was a fourth and two for Buffalo, which they converted. Buffalo also had a tip pass that went for a touchdown. Mm-hmm. You also had the situation late where Derrick Henry fumbles. It's amazing to me how many weird things seem to happen, but at some point, it can't just be bad luck. There has to be a reason for it. People want results. They want a scapegoat when things go wrong, and you need to find out who it is. And the fact of the matter is, it might just be multiple things.
Trippy in Baltimore.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on with you? Hello.
You trying to sound not so sick?
I'm getting better. It sounds kind of crazy what 44 said, right? But, like, let's be real, man. Like, why now all of a sudden you saying that? Like, y'all came out here, y'all said y'all had a bad taste in y'all mouth from January to September, and y'all come out here doing the same thing. I ain't going to lie to you, Rob. I think it's more than the Zach Orr thing. You know what I mean?
What do you think it is?
I hate to say it because I got fans talking about, oh, Trippy, you's a John Harbaugh. Like, I never said I was a John Harbaugh fan. But I'm going to say something, right? Because a lot of fans keep saying, oh, they next door neighbors and this and that. Like, EDC been with the Ravens. But let's be real. John Harbaugh wasn't EDC hire. You feel what I'm saying? So who knows what might happen. But I know one thing. I'm tired of John Harbaugh. You know what I hate about John Harbaugh?
No.
Them post games. We just got to execute. We know what we got to do better. Bro, y'all been saying that. Y'all been saying that since January. I was about to cuss, my bad. But, like, come on, get it together. That's all. Get it together. I'm tired of the every day. And then Kyle Van Noy. They so quick to hop on podcast. You know what? On the Ravens, right, we got more streamers and 2K players on the team than, like, it don't make sense. Like, come on. They hop right on the podcast.
You know,
Kyle Van Noy,
Thanks a lot, Trippy.
Trippy, thanks for not cursing because we had to, you know, we had an incident yesterday, so we had to erase it and go back to zero. So
how many days was it?
I think we went like 130 some days without someone cursing.
That's not true at all.
I made that up. I just picked a number, Ed.
Manny and White Marsh. What's up, Manny?
Hey, good morning, buddy. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I love your show here every day.
Thank you.
Listen, I'm tired of everybody saying that we got to get rid of Harbaugh and Harbaugh's fault. Listen, we have one loss. Buffalo got really lucky. They got a tip pass. Henry's not going to be Christmas every day. Henry's not going to fumble the ball every day and give him easy passes. And something else I got to say, listen, if you watch the game, we were scoring too quickly. We got the ball, two plays, touchdown. We got the ball, three plays, touchdown. We got a three and out.
Manny, stop, dude. Stop. They didn't score too quickly when Henry fumbled. But the problem is, we say this all the time. This doesn't happen all the time. It happens all the time in the postseason. It does. These mistakes happen all the time in the postseason in games like this. This is not the first time they've blown a lead. It is a trend. If you've been watching this team for the past 5 years and you say this isn't a trend, then you are fooling yourself.
And the same things keep happening. Yes. To where it's like, okay, why? And you don't get any answers in postgame. You talk in circles.
And if it keeps happening and you change offensive coordinators and change defensive coordinators, then you can only point to one person. You can only point to one. If you had the same coordinator, then yeah, that's your bulletproof vest. But you don't. You don't.
Yeah.
You changed all of these guys over and over, but yet the same trends continue. Jeremy, don't tell me that you haven't seen this over and over the last 5 years. Have you seen it, Ed, over and over the last 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about it for years, and it just gets worse because they continue. It's really odd. It's a very odd statistic, and it's an odd thing that's happened. And they're not going to get out from under this until they win the Super Bowl, or at least go.
It doesn't mean that all of this is Harbaugh's fault, but he has been the one constant.
So you gotta look at it.
You ever see Bugs Life? We love kids. We also bug. Everything's your fault.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite lines from that cartoon movie. Everything's your fault if you're the leader.
Who would have thought you'd hear that later in life as much, too? So it's just...
Commissions Baltimore at 6:45, but on the other side, reactions to what Lamar and Flacco had to say about their time together. Do you feel people made too big of a deal about their lack of leadership? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
We don't stay in touch, but I mean, we saw each other a couple years ago. I mean, we put a smile on each other's faces, and you know, I enjoyed being with him, and I'm kind of like that with pretty much everybody I've played with. It's not like that I keep directly in touch with them, but when we see each other, it'll be like, you know, right back to 2018.
Now, a lot was put up out about Joe Flacco's leadership towards Lamar Jackson when he was here, when they were together. Joe wasn't willing to train him and teach him and things like that. First of all, I'm not either. Unless I'm in my final year and I know I'm about to retire and I'm going to hand it off to him, I'm not teaching you. You can learn from me being there.
I can teach you, but I'd have to charge. You know?
Here you go. You ask me a question, I'm going to answer it, but I'm not. It's not my job. So I never felt any kind of way about Flacco and all that. But it sounds like he and Lamar had a great relationship.
It is. And I think they're just two very nice people. Honestly, I've met Flacco a couple of times. My son ran into him. He was very gracious to him when he was a kid. Lamar, I think everybody seems to see what he's like. He's just a really good human being by all appearances. So I could see that.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm glad to hear it. I really am. And it's not his job. I mean, not many quarterbacks would do that. So I don't know why people just pointed that out.
Was that 2018?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, and it's 2025 now, about 7 years later. So evidently Joe Flacco wasn't ready to retire.
Right.
So why?
He wasn't.
So why am I? You want me to teach him what?
You want me to teach the guy you hired to, you know, take my job? No.
Well, it goes back to the Trent Green thing that people got upset when he was on. He was doing the NFL draft for ESPN or NFL Network. I think it was ESPN. And he said, look, if a young quarterback that's on the roster they drafted comes up to me and asks me a question, I will answer it. But I'm not going out of my way to teach the guy how to take my job.
Neither should he. Yeah. He shouldn't.
And you have to get that from the self-preservation standpoint and trying to extend your career and all the things that go on because you're proud players. Mm-hmm. But a competition's a competition.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, Alex Smith wasn't there to teach Patrick Mahomes. Mm-mm. He was just there to hold it down until Patrick Mahomes was ready.
Joe Montana.
Yeah. Oh, right. He definitely wasn't teaching Steve Young.
Absolutely not.
I don't think he answered Steve Young's question.
I don't think so either. Yes. I heard
Which
that.
Is another reason I love Flacco. I mean, Montana. Montana. Hey, Joe, can you? I'm over here. You go over there. I heard that was a rocky relationship, man. Young and
that
Montana.
That was well publicized. But
Vinny has some stories.
Did not get on.
It seems like, from my understanding, Steve Young tried. Montana wanted none of it.
Yeah.
He wanted none of it. You're here to replace me, man, you son of a bitch. 410-583-1057. That's
did,
the number.
Did he do the Bernie Mac? You summon of a bitch.
I'm sure he did. Flacco still in the league, coming into town on Sunday to take on his former team. I heard a soundbite from him this morning riding into work, and he was talking about how it is. You know, it's always kind of weird when you play for a team that you played for. I can imagine it's even, you know, more strange or whatever.
Weirder?
The fact that you, yeah, I don't know. Is it weirder or more weird? What is it?
You can do both.
Okay. When you play for the team that you actually won a Super Bowl for. And you were Super Bowl MVP. Yeah. I bet that's even...
That's got to be even stranger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Like, this is his first game back in Baltimore, right?
Oh, as think in so. A, like, I thought he was in Baltimore. Was he in Baltimore last time he was in Cleveland?
Did he play? Did he quarterback in here?
He didn't quarterback? Okay. All right.
Yeah, I thought this was... Like, I think they played against him, but not in Baltimore.
I thought he did.
I thought he did.
I thought he played in Baltimore.
With the Colts or with the...
Broncos?
With
the Browns. Jets?
The Broncos? Was it the Jets?
The Jets. Well, yeah, it feels like he did.
It is. It's going to tug at the heartstrings, though, watching him back there. You know it. You know you're going to see Joe back there in that elite form that he has, throwing the ball down the field. Maybe to Jerry Jeudy, who's going to be open every single time, according to him. No worries.
He come did.
On. Yeah, Jerry Jeudy talking trash. Nothing
to be concerned about.
Hey, Jeudy, catch the ball. It hit you in the hands. He had a 5-yard reception right there. First down. Guess what? We're moving. We're going to win this game. Nah. Jeudy's got hands like feet, and he's talking about the Ravens secondary.
Only time Joe ever played the Ravens was as a Jet in New York. They lost 24-9.
Okay. All right. No, we're still not here.
Who that's lost 24-9?
The Jets did. Joe went 37 for 59.
Come on. I was kidding. You didn't have to answer that question.
Hey, would you be surprised?
I don't know. Was that one of the double-digit blown leads?
That's could have been.
What was it, 37-9?
No,
how did you have a double-digit lead?
24-9. He threw 59 passes.
He threw 59?
He threw 59 passes that day.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, you stupid.
They started off with a technical foul.
Let's go with Ryan in Baltimore. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Quick question for you guys, talking about the Joe Flacco and Lamar Jackson, like the lack of training from Flacco. Do you think Flacco saw the film of Lamar in college and said, there's not much I can do for this guy. We're two completely different quarterbacks, just like in play style. There's not much I can personally train him, you know, have him play his own way and be a different quarterback.
Passing is passing. Throwing the football, Ryan is throwing the football. See, that's the thing. Joe Flacco may not be able to play a style that Lamar can play, but Lamar can play a style that Joe can play. Mm-hmm. He can stand in the pocket and sling it. So I don't care what style you are, it comes a point where you got to stand in the pocket and sling it. And he can, and I'm sure he probably did learn some things from Flacco. I don't think it has anything to do with Flacco looking at film. He's not looking at film at Lamar Jackson. He probably saw him on TV like everybody else. No, it's not his job to train. And I'm okay with that. It's not his job.
I could see Joe Flacco sitting on the sidelines going, when they were running that option offense, going, mm-hmm. All right, they're going to come back to me. Oh, what's that? They keep winning? That they went to the playoffs? Oh, geez. Yeah, I could see that. But, like, honestly, I don't see him looking at the style of play going, there's nothing I can do for this guy. Because clearly, from a quarterback standpoint and trying to slow down the game at the NFL level, mm-hmm. there are things that you can help guys with. That's why you see, like, having that great clipboard holder, even a guy that's been a journeyman that's been around the league, like you need a good backup and someone that understands what their role is to work with the starting quarterback.
The guy was a backup here. Started sometime.
Mark Bolger?
No, from Virginia Hundley? Tech.
Tyrod Taylor?
Yeah, I think Tyrod Taylor goes in that category. Yeah. Tyrod Taylor may be one of the best backup quarterbacks in the last 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, he's still playing, right? He's had a long career out of it, so... Yeah, I think there's...
You know, if you need a stopgap starter, Tyrod Taylor's your guy.
And by the way, he's the guy also that gets the bad luck. Like, he gets his opportunity and then punctures the lung.
Yeah.
It's like, well, right. Come on,
that
man.
Was weird.
Yeah. I think he's probably one of the best backup quarterbacks of the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Solid.
It's no joke. I mean, he was good. I felt bad for him because he did have those freaky things like that. And the problem is now it's happening again. He's on the Jets now. Mm-hmm. And they have Justin Fields now.
Yeah.
So he's
he'll get an opportunity at some point.
Maybe, but Justin Fields is better, so they're going to go with him.
But the way things went around, work around here, I couldn't say, you know, the black dude that backed up. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's Ravens quarterback. Right. I think the Ravens have had more black quarterbacks than anybody in the NFL.
Yeah.
I'm serious, man.
No, it's true.
At one point, they had four in camp. Four. One time. That never happens.
Well, it's this is my frustration when you go to camp. Because the Ravens do something.
To be black quarterback?
No. Well, yeah, in a way. This is why. This is what happens. The Ravens have a thing. You know how other teams put the quarterbacks in red jerseys?
Right.
Or if their uniform's red, they put them in yellow or something? The Ravens put him in a black jersey with a purple. You can't read the numbers from a distance. You have no idea, and they're all black. So I never knew who was throwing the ball.
So what I got out of this from Ed is he said they all look alike.
Yeah. Ed's trying to find their locker in the locker room. Is it the one with the black and Miles over there?
Yeah, that's it.
Man, I bought a lot of those in my time. Ryan Ripken joins us at 7 o'clock, but on the other side is Commissioner's Baltimore.
Yeah.
Obvious.
This one's obvious. We have to talk about that horrific shooting yesterday. We just have to. We're going to discuss what happened and the incredibly ugly feedback that is coming. And something else happened to someone who made some ugly comments. So we'll talk about that next.
Commissioner's Baltimore up next on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Commissioner's Baltimore, take it away, Eddie.
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty straightforward. If you'd have to be under a rock to not know what happened yesterday. Conservative commentator, I guess you call him, Charlie Kirk, was assassinated. The video is really graphic.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, watch it. I mean, unless if you just don't want to get it. It's upsetting to watch because he got hit near the neck. He must hit an artery and he just bled out like a hose. On camera, but he was speaking at a university in Utah, for his Turning Point USA group, which is, you know, he's preaching like young men and women, about his values and what he believes in. A lot of them, you know, they're very conservative, very Christian based, personally a little too much for me, but I do believe in some of his stuff. I'm a Second Amendment believer. Just there's a lot of things he believes. I do believe in gay marriage, though he's opposed to it. But I wouldn't kill him. that's the difference. He's a young guy, 31, two kids, wife.
that he just celebrated his, what was it, his younger child's birthday?
Did he?
Not that long ago. And again, like, I don't care what anyone says, and I know there are people that are going to use this and politicize this in whichever way they want. You'll go back and you'll take things that Charlie Kirk said and try to say because he said that, that makes this right, and it doesn't. Like, nobody, like, when you think about average everyday stuff that goes on and even speech, I don't know that you deserve to die because you feel a certain way.
No, you don't deserve to die.
You don't. Yeah. Period. You don't. And this happened at Utah Valley University yesterday during the Turning Point USA rally or whatever, speech. But it's a dark day for the United States because this is, if you think of it, and we had another school shooting yesterday, as Jeremy told me, which I wasn't even aware of because it's so commonplace
there
now.
There was a school shooting in Colorado with two kids that got hurt.
Colorado, again.
The gunman got killed.
But it's just,
or shot himself.
It's so free. I mean, the sitting president was two assassination attempts. And people are being asses about that. I saw one of these far left women, I think it was one of the people in the View. How does he have an ear if he got shot in the ear? I don't even think it happened. I'm like, come on, we watched it happen. Stop it. It's like,
Ed, you had the two in Minnesota also last month.
The two Democratic
representatives that got murdered.
That's right. Yeah, and this is what the United States has become. It's like, this is,
but
we've always had assassinations, as many countries anyway. This is getting to be like, no, we're different. This is different.
Why were the two Democratic guys shot?
Same thing. They're the Views, apparently.
Yeah.
Guy pretended to be a cop, knocked on their front door, and then shot them.
Yeah. And it's similar to this, where it was, you know, they didn't like what they were represented, what they said. I don't either. I don't agree with a lot of people in politics, but I don't think we should kill them. And I think this is just disgraceful. And then what really makes me angry is not that. It's the follow-up. It's the people that do this. They're mentally ill. I don't know anyone who kills somebody unless you're defending your own life or your family who's not mentally ill. You're killing a stranger for some kind of bizarre reason. But the people that said other things, I mentioned a woman from Baltimore I noticed on the social media said, President Trump said Kirk is dead. She goes, I hope it's true. Like, wow, you're an ugly person, man. And then Matthew Dodd from MSNBC, he actually said this on television.
Then lead to hateful actions. And I think that's the environment we're in, that people just, you can't stop with these sort of awful thoughts you have and then saying these awful words and not expect awful actions to take place.
Matt.
And that's the unfortunate environment we're in.
Turning Point USA has confirmed that he was shot. And there are a number of...
Anyway... But it's the way
and he was fired.
He was fired last night, immediately, right after he said that. Because essentially what he's saying is he deserved what he got. And Rob pointed this out earlier. It's similar to what Malcolm X said when JFK got shot. He said, you know, he talked about how he was happy when the chickens came home to roost because he was a farm boy. He said, I was really happy when the chickens came home to roost. And this is an example. This is Malcolm X saying this. He said, I was always happy, and this is kind of the chickens coming home to roost regarding Kennedy's Vietnam-era policy, that he kind of had this coming, or you can see this coming. And then, ironically, Malcolm X gets assassinated because of things he was saying. So, I mean, this is not the way we're supposed to be running, you know, our country. So, pretty ugly stuff that's happening, though. And I can't believe what's happening on social. I mean, have you read this stuff?
No.
No?
No, I'm staying. I mean, I've read... Was posted last night, but if you ask me if I've ever seen anything like that, no, I've never seen anything like that.
And then now,
the things that I saw last night, I put up to the point of now, Ed, I won't go on Twitter.
Yeah,
because Facebook, you can kind of, you know, it's kind of a warning. You know, when you start scrolling, you can scroll quickly.
Yeah,
Twitter, it jumps up on you, so I'm not even on
Twitter's anonymous too. You know, so people are really ugly.
You know what you got to do on Twitter is, and I don't know how many people realize it, is when you click on it, they have the up top for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And who you're following. And when the for you stuff is whoever they want to send you, because none of this stuff that they're putting on my timeline, you could say it's the algorithm and all that. How the hell does it show up?
Yeah, no, that's the 937.
Oh, you can drink. It's not my algorithm, it's theirs. But no, what I'm saying is, like, you know, the stuff that gets put out there all the time and you're reading it, like yesterday, I'm going through it and it's just like there's so much hate on both sides and you know, and obviously people are taking old tweets of his and using it to mock him and make fun of him. And, oh, you said this, so it must be okay. And I just don't get the celebration of someone's death.
I don't either. They say, you know, good. I'm glad. It's when they say you could see this coming, or you know, chickens come out, okay, it may not be, but I get it. You say things like this, you're putting yourself in danger, perhaps. But to say I'm happy about it, I hope it's true. You're like, go F yourself, man.
But what if we?
What if something terrible befalls you?
What have we done with school shootings and trying to get those? Well, that's my.
I've been talking about this for what 15, 20 years. We've had school shootings forever. I said we have no plan. No one's ever devised a plan except disarm America, which is never going to happen. There's more guns than people in the U.S. That's a fact. That's not hyperbole. Mm. There are more guns than people. And there's 350 million people in this country. You're never getting the guns away from people. So you're kidding yourself. And nor should you. But it's like, there's got to be a solution to this. There has to be. It's just, and don't tell me it's too expensive or it's too hard. Don't tell me that. I mean, I hate, because that's a lazy man's excuse, man. It really is. I remember cops would tell me that when I was in New York. So we're buying into projects. It's too hard. It's we can't get in. It's too hard. I go, really? How hard do you think it is to live there? Try again. Like, it's too hard. That never sat well with me, man. Anyway.
Thank you very much.
It's a sad day in America.
I agree with you. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Shovels at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, Ryan Ripken joins us. Talk some Orioles baseball, young kids producing. What does it mean for the future? Right here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.